Let us pray as we continue to bless your ever-increasing business. Your business is increasing because God's ever-present supply is always flowing through your business and around your business. Supply and demand are always one in your business. There is a natural law of attraction and fulfillment around your business. You are always in the place where supply and demand and fulfillment are going on. One is never separated from the other. Your supply in your business is sure and continuous, and so is the demand for your services, ability, and merchandise. You are not subject to the fluctuation of the economy. There is a constant sense and manifestation of the right action of God. And progress and expansion is your experience. There is no stagnation, inertia, or delay. When one door closes, others open up immediately. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no one can shut it, is the everlasting premise for your increased business. You know that this is true, and you go forth in your business life to prove this now. You open up the consciousness of your business to the all good of God. You let your supply come into your business from every direction. You are never confined to just one avenue or one channel. You are open and you're receptive to all channels that God has for you. The right action of God is governing the progress and the expansion and the increase and the prosperity of your business. Your business is always in the place where rich, fruitful, and manifold blessings are pouring out. Your business is clothed roundabout with wealth, abundance, and ever-present supply. And you, as a business, circulate this good joyously and gratefully. You are grateful for all this supply and the endless demand for ever working in complete harmony in your business. Your business is God opulence. It is the absolute truth of God abundance, right now for all people in all ways. You are under the law of affluence continually. You are under God's law of opulence. It is the reality of your business now, tomorrow, the next day, the next week, the next year, forever. It permeates your business. Every business working, every deal, it permeates all of the life of your business, the details of your business today and always. God's riches and plenty are in your business. Nothing can be taken away from it. It is the same in this moment as the all good of God that is supplying your every need. In lavish streams of God riches and abundance, there is a perpetual supply for whatever your business needs. Customers. Profit. You live and you move and you act and have your being in the perfect order, the divine order, the sequence, and progress and expansion of success. There is no greed in your business. There is no greedy gain or waste. You have an open channel for continuous good. Therefore, you share it with everyone that you work with, every one of your co-workers, every employee. You are all bathed in the inexhaustible resources of God, supplying every person with every need. You are one with the riches of abundance of the universe, and they're with each one of you now and forever. God is the source of wealth for your business, the inexhaustible source of riches. And the rich treasure houses of God pour out in ceaseless streams of wealth, money, and supply into every business experience. Your credit in God's bank account is always good. You have enough capital to do what you need to do to expand. Your business is rich, and it has the energy and the vitality of the right action and circulation of God. And good comes flowing back to it, compounded over and over and over again. A divine circulation of riches happens in and through your business. Your business blesses all, and it blesses the community it is in. God's all-powerful riches become the symbol of your business, and it is the symbol of good for all. You are wealthy with the wealth of God. You are rich with the riches of God. God and God's wisdom teaches you to manage the money and the business wisely and well. You have the management skills of God working through you and the people skills of God working through your every action. You and everyone that works with you have an umbrella of perpetual affluence over them. Richly they inherit, richly they merit, richly they enjoy God's opulence. Generously you share abundance from the source that never fails. You are aware of your source, that even though it might manifest through customers and other business dealings, that the true source of your wealth is of God. And as you give to God, so God always, always gives to you. The rivers of riches pour out their golden streams of money into your ever-receptive bank account of your business. You accept it with love and gratitude, aware of its source. You are seeing your business in a whole new light and a whole new opinion inside of yourself. Psalms 145, verse 16. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfieth the desire of every living thing. You know that God holds your business in the endless circle of God's riches and abundance, that prosperity is the inevitable law of your business. And in this realization, you claim abundance and increase for your business, and abundance and increase claims your business. You press your claim. God's plan and purpose for your business is plenty, enough, and to spare. You accept all that God has for your business right now. You do not stop at the first sign of inflowing supply, but you keep right at it until it is the natural fixed law of your business and business dealings. God's overflowing streams of plenty meet every need of your business. Your business is reborn this day of riches and plenty. Your business is reestablished this day in opulence and affluence. You are joined together in a new partnership with God and with wealth. Riches and plenty come to your business from millions of different channels that never stop. God opens God's richest treasure houses and pours them out upon your business. Your share is infinite, boundless. Because everyone's share is infinite and boundless, your business does not hoard nor waste, but blesses all with boundless wealth of truth, love, and fair dealing. There is always more, more, more in God. Everything is expanding and increasing. Everything good happens to you as you are willing to give away that good. You thank God that there is nothing but more success, more prosperity, more abundance for you and for all those that you work with all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in a successful business forever. You know that the greatest trust fund in the world is complete trust in the power and might of infinite God. There is no lack or limitation to this trust fund. It supplies all of your business with every good thing, every minute of the day and the night, and will do so for countless ages. This trust fund can never fail, for its resources are inexhaustible. To trust in God's riches, to trust in God's wealth, to trust in God's endless business life, and receive the full benefits therefrom. Our trust must be complete, must be devout and wholehearted. Everyone has the right to use this trust fund, to draw on it without hesitation or limitation. Let us trust the infinite mind and the power of God. And let us acknowledge this power and presence in all of our business ways. We trust the infinite one in all ways for everything needful for me and for mine. We make no little demands. We trust with the very trust and the faith of the universe itself. We make strong and powerful demands on God's infinite resources. We trust God for business life, for business health. We draw on divine power for business protection, business courage, business intelligence, and new ideas in business. We reveal the power of God in our every action. It never fails us. As we give, so shall we receive. With what measure ye met, it shall be measured to you again. Matthew 7, verse 2. Giving and receiving is the law of life, completing its great circle. We ask, what is the quality of our giving? Is it the best that we have, or is it second best? Or am I giving just because it is my duty, or because what people will think and say? The beauty of this law has a deeper and a diviner meaning. We know that as we give to God and for God, so shall the infinite one, the giver of all good, give back to me and to my business. This is the givingness of God to this business. This is the great horn of plenty in me, and I use it to pour out bountiful blessings wherever I am and wherever I go. There can be no ceasing of the ceaseless flow. Seeds that mildew in the garner scatter forth and make gold the plain. Right now I decree that my giving and receiving is one with the great law of the universe of God. I will have a power come into this business that is of God and for God. I decree that the dynamic life force and energy of God stirs my business to the very depths of its being. God will bring success to my business and new inspiration and enthusiasm and intuitiveness to my business. The fears, the worries, the frustrations of yesterday are cast out in the name of Jesus Christ. God is the divine manager of our work today and every day. The smooth, rippling power of divine intelligence pervades our entire organization. We are filled with the sizzling zeal of God's creative growth, the creative power to sell God's merchandise. Is the creative power that energizes us now. We work in the ceaseless rhythm of God's right action that produces right results. We work with the production manager of the universe, and God knows how to produce everything with an efficiency and an excellence. God uncovers and reveals every good prospect and contact to us. We are always in the place where new business is going on. We help to keep the wheels of industry turning. We bear the hallmark of good service. Our service is based on a God motivation of giving itself away. We profit more by serving at our very best, God-empowered best. The Spirit of God in us creates and secures favorable attention wherever we go as a business. The Spirit of God in us radiates confidence and enthusiasm in our business. Appreciation of spiritual values creates favorable decisions in our business. Our business is seen as friendly because we are friendly. We establish goodwill, satisfaction, and confidence wherever we go. We work with the unshakable courage of the Infinite One supporting us and sustaining us in everything that we do. Divine love of God never fails to penetrate and win over the toughest assignments. God movement, God circulation, God distribution is the very law of God in our work today. There is no standing still. God is a God of increase, and increase comes and is ordained on our business. Powerful right action opens up new areas for our business, for service, and for sales. We cannot and will not be discouraged by anybody or anything. The mind of God empowers us individually with strength, initiative, foresight, and faithful fulfillment. We have a motivation that is a motivation of God, moving us and thrilling through us. We work for the house of the Lord, whose lines have gone out to the ends of the earth. We walk in the steps of the Master, and we practice the precepts of truth. We thank you, God, for the success and the increase that you're giving to our business this day. God thinks through all the decisions of this business. God thinks in us, causing us to make quick and powerful and right decisions. God guides this business through the maze to success. There is a plan of God, a purpose of God, and a progress of God that is happening through these divine ideas, and we are translating them into right action. This is no time for idle, dreamy drifting. The divine executive within inspires us to get the things done. The days of doubt and uncertainty are over. They are no longer a part of our business. The trumpet of truth within the business makes no uncertain sound. God sees, God creates, God directs towards an increase of business and success. Under the leadership of God, we decide what we want to do, and we stick to it until it is accomplished. There is no turning back. We burn the bridges of weakness and failure behind us. We take no counsel in our fears. We decide in this moment to go with God. We decide for infinite good in our business. We decide never to doubt God again. And we decide that this decision shall stand forever. And we decide for God's success here and now. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, is God's word for the business. And God's word to every coworker and every customer, every employee. We make our decisions based on definite, specific, clear, and positive direction of God. There is a great motivation in every person working in this ever-increasing business. There is no wavering about these decisions. Neither can they be influenced by human fears, apprehension, or misinformation. We foresee and foresaw all error with the decisive declaration that God is all and only of all things in this business. There is no power apart from God in this business, and everyone attached to this business knows that. We work under the divine business plan, the divine business purpose, and it unfolds before us like a scroll. The power of infinite harmony inspires our business. The power of God lifts our business. The power of God raises our business to a new level. The power of God is decisive, it is progressive, and it's right action. Each person in this business works for and with God. We decide that God's mind is the direction of this business, that it is all in all. This business of God is dynamic. We clothe ourselves in this success and know that this business stands in the majesty of divine excellence. A new mood is chosen and worn by everyone that works within the business. The old garments are thrown away. We do not try to repair the devitalized garments of yesterday. We put on the glory and the beauty of the garments of God by identifying and making our individuality with success. We open up the whole of our business to the whole of God, and may it forever wear the garments of Christly character that contain no deep pockets of self-condemnation, no drab, shoddy, wrinkled thoughts cloud the radiance of the glowing spirit coming from within to the without of this business. This business wears the best robe every day that can be seen by all. This business works for the glory of God. We launch forth, we thrust out from the center of God working in this business sending forth our heaven-inspired energies into the entire community by the work that we are fitted to do by God. Everything is fitted to divine timing and divine touch for complete fulfillment, for God is the boundless rhythm of our business success. Our opportunities in this business are boundless and ever at hand. They seem immortal because they are. God is the incentive motive that sets our highest ideals on fire with the dynamic energy of achieving and accomplishing. No ancient obstructions can bar the full-fledged freedom of the expression and expansion of this business. The right action of God begins today. In the living presence of the presence, there is a dynamic growth. And in this growth, we are all part. In every person that works within this business, there is a tenfold increase of talent, a tenfold increase of ability, a tenfold increase of skill and experience implanted in them by divine intelligence of God. This is finding its right expression at the right time. God is the divine employer, and we are forever one with that employer, and we are never out of work. There is always plenty of work for this business to do. We seek it, we find it, and we do it. We follow through on every call. There is a sincerity, an honesty, and a desire to serve that is never too young, never too old. It is always in demand. Negative beliefs and complaints are no longer a part of the business. This is God's business, and God's business is always good. The power of wonder is working through this business and through everyone that works in this business. Our pull is with God that gets us into the right places at the right time in the right way. God has created this business for success, for right action, and for profitable employment for all. Gainful employment comes to all. Fear cannot live in the business for a single day. God is the real manager, and we know that we're working for the richest manager in the world. We are working with divine mind, and divine mind is working in this business. Nothing can work against it. Times, conditions, seasons have nothing to do with God's success. We are seeking to serve, and we are served in return. There is no delay in God's good. The law of compensation is going on beginning right now, and it is very good, beyond what human mind can conceive. Your God-given ability and experience within this business is always in demand. It is never misunderstood. This ability is always appreciated. You and God's business are one in right action. In progress, results, and fruitful compensations. You accept this now. You accept the power that never fails in your business. You thank God for the blessed opportunity to serve in God's business. You are in this place, placed there by God, and your business has been placed by God into the community to help people excel. You are in a place where there are no obstacles, no enemies, no limitation. With the power of God, you can and do express your best talent and ability in this place. This business is filled with joy. It is filled with enthusiasm, harmony, and order. Everyone likes your business, and your business likes everyone. You are in this place because God is thinking through this place. There is never room in this place for deceit, treachery, tale-bearing. They are unknown to God, and they are unknown in your business. God holds your business in its place with divine wisdom, truth, and intelligence, with life and with love, ever expanding to a higher level where all are well paid and compensated. You are never separated from success in this business. This business, we decree in Jesus Christ's name, is prosperous. This business, we decree in Jesus Christ's name, is secure. This place is safe. God is moving in this business. And there is a power in this of intelligent management to carry things through with definite achievement. And so it is. In the name and through the power of Jesus Christ, we so pray and decree this day. Amen.